And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Dr. Michael Roizen is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, the great cosmetic and plastic surgeon. Arthur, I'm going to take a quick question from one of our readers since we've had four questions on the same subject. Hi, Dr. Mike. I just heard you say that statins reduce memory loss as one ages. Alzheimer's type dementia runs in the family. My mom has it, maternal grandfather, aunt on my mother's side, etc., and have been reluctant to take a statin because I had read the opposite, that it contributes to memory loss. Any guidance you can provide would be appreciated from Pam. Pam, the answer is the only benefit is in non-blood-brain barrier crossing statins, that is the recent statins, Lipitor and Crestor, otherwise known as atorvastatin and rosuvastatin, but the common names Lipitor. Other statins and the older statins that penetrate the blood-brain barrier, such as pravastatin and simvastatin, may be increased brain dysfunction. So you're right, it's recent statins, Lipitor and Crestor, every other day seems to decrease brain dysfunction as we get older. So that's the answer to Pam and four of her friends who independently wrote us. Arthur, now that we're talking about good plastic surgery, what's the best bang for your buck?
Well, Mike, before we get to that, have you ever heard a swan sing, Mike?
A swan sing. I've heard of a swan song.
And it's because a swan only sings once in his life, the last day. And so it's my swan song here today, Mike. After 7 years. Do you know that we started doing the radio show together 7.5 years ago? Seven
Is
and
that
a half
right?
years ago. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
It was 2006.
That was my attempt at a cry.
Thank you. And it was it's been a long run, and I appreciate it. I just want to thank you. This is my last show on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And I'll miss the show, but I won't miss having an extra half hour on Saturdays and the time getting this show together. But anyway, Mike, the biggest bang for your buck procedures in cosmetic surgery.
And you're going to miss all the information we teach.
Well, yes, but you know, people can still go to my website, perryplasticsurgery.com, and they can listen to my WOR radio show, which comes on after this one ends, so not even conflicting with you. And they can get that on iHeartRadio. So that's how they can continue listening, and hopefully here and there you and I will be back together, me on your show and you on mine, hopefully. But anyway, back to the news of the day. About
I was going to say, so what are the biggest bang plastic surgery procedures? Where do you get the most benefit for your money?
Well, you know, I love thinking of these things because as a plastic surgeon, people come to me with limited dollars, now more than ever, and particularly with Obamacare, where no one will get any care. But we won't go there, but... people come with limited. I'm really wild tonight. He says it's a good thing Perry's last show. But the people do ask me, you know, how much do I have to spend to look better? And it's such a tough question in plastic surgery. You know, people sit across from me every day, and you know, certainly the multi-billionaires don't have to ask that question. So you don't have to ask it, Mike. But the average person, the Bridgets out there, and the teachers and
Does
the nurses.
Does this mean
who come
I won't
see,
get Botox anymore?
No, that's right. That you figured it out. That's right. All the free Botox we've done on the radio and on TV and videos. Nope. Got to pay now. Anyway, so but seriously, Mike. People do ask that question, and people consider.
Oh,
you
know,
just that
you're getting love notes. This is you. There are four love notes to you on my email already, Dr. Perry.
Forward them to me. I don't believe.
And one of them, I got to read you. The subject line is, "Will Miss Dr. Perry love him?"
Aww.
Well, that's very nice. I didn't know my mother listened to the show.
I should tell you that subject line is from Muriel, but there's another one from a Pam and another. This is a Joe wrote you, and a Leona,
and a Bridget.
No, there's no Bridget. There's no email.
I know, but I know, but if I were to write an email right now, I would have the same subject line.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's very nice. Anyway, we need to get to the point here, though, right? So, with all that, with limited dollars, and many procedures in cosmetic surgery going. Probably the least invasive is something like a glycolic peel, which hardly does anything, to the most invasive being maybe a body lift. You know, I like to choose the procedures that have the biggest impact but have the lowest cost. So, Mike, the number one, do we have a drum roll? The number one
I do
procedure.
Have a drum roll. Wait a second.
Hit
let
it,
me
Mike.
Find it.
That. Wow, and a trumpet call. Very good. We are sailing tonight. If I knew it would be this good, I'd stay on for more years. Anyway, so the biggest bang for your buck procedure, we're going to start with number one. We usually work the other way. It is clearly, Mike, it's something I need, and that is liposuction of the neck and jowls. Now, I did one last week on a woman.
You need it? You must have gained weight since the last time I saw you.
Why do you think I have to leave the show? I need to go to the gym. I need to exercise. I need to get rid of this because I'm 56 years old and the fat is settling into the neck. Actually, it's funny because I am having not liposuction of the neck and jowls, but in 2 weeks I am having Ulthera on my neck, which is the non-invasive procedure which can knock off the fat of the neck. So hopefully when you see
that's
me next...
That's that ultrasound device?
Yes, yes. So, and so I'm going to...
They're
is that
applauding
a clap?
That I remembered it from before.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, but Ulthera is a very subtle procedure, but liposuction is not. It's a very profound procedure. When I do it on someone, it gives the appearance of 10 to 15 pounds of weight loss without having to even get 1 foot on the elliptical. Not 1 foot. And you can look like you've lost all that weight. And it's a pretty simple procedure. We make little tiny incisions just underneath the chin and underneath each ear. I numb up the neck and suction out as many. My world record is 8 ounces of fat from the neck.
Wow.
And it really makes a huge difference. You go back to work just a few days later, and a procedure like that, since we're talking biggest bang for your buck, that is the most expensive of the biggest bang for your buck procedures. It's a tongue twister. It's around $3,000 or so dollars, something like that.
Now,
so,
that's $3,000 to the surgeon or $3,000 including the operatory?
$3,000 to the surgeon. By the time you finish with you, that would be about $10,000 more. No, it's actually about... probably about 600 more for the anesthesiologist and the facility, something like that. It takes a little over an hour to do this procedure. So that, Mike, is the biggest bang for your buck procedure. And Bridget, I'm going to ask you, what do you think is another one of my top five biggest bang for your buck procedures? You're wrong.
I don't know. I haven't...
Well, this one... Absolutely. It probably belongs in the number one spot, Mike and Bridget. It's mole removal.
I knew that because that gets you, if you remove a mole, it means it looks like it's cancerous, and removing a cancerous mole, huge benefit, no matter what the cost.
Yes, but the average mole on the face, well, I know that we're being pulled away by the clock, so we'll talk costs. And the reason why I think it gives the most benefit when we come back from the break, Mike.
Okay.
Play the swan song.
And you're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD.com. We want you to stay well, right?
Right.
And so that's what I want you to do. This is Young Dr. Mike celebrating Arthur's last show. And we'll be right back on RadioMD.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.